welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
And from the Elite Eight Showdown, we've got Tim.
Hello!
I'm a very simple man. I can only remember three shows. we're on the fifth issue. There we go. Of the Wanted storyline. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes.
So issue 5 is called The Shit List, and we open up to kind of the continuation of the slaughter that Rictus and his compadres are unleashing. Mm-hmm. We see the police enter the apartment where Fox and Wesley were to an absolute bloodbath. Obviously, they've escaped. We see Future kind of just wreaking havoc on the city. We get this awesome... And initially, when I looked at it in this particular panel, there's this kind of wrestler guy with a chainmail hood. Looks like Scott Steiner from WCW. And as I look at it more now, like, it is absolutely him. I think in the bottom of the frame, there's even a big wrestling belt on him.
Yep.
So I like a little nod like that. But everyone's trying to find Fox and Wesley at this point, and they are now on the assault. They've caught up. They know what's going down. And they are locked and loaded and just trying to unleash absolute hell in response to what's happened in the last issue.
Yeah, like, Wesley just has every single gun imaginable strapped to his body. It's amazing.
They shoot over to Nigeria, where Adam One is next to his son's deathbed, surrounded by his grandchildren. And I think it's just kind of supposed to illustrate that this dude is probably near immortal. Like, he either has an age, but he's the oldest man in the world.
Yep.
And then he gets a private call from what would have been the professor's line, but it's Rictus, with a flambéed and roasted professor on the table in front of him.
Yes.
Kind of taunting Adam One for not having joined him in this, and that,
well,
you know,
and
this
the
is the New World Order. And the Emperor,
he does
the
call to both of them, yeah.
And they show them this, I don't know if it's this magnum opus, but certainly something he's taking a lot of delight in, which is taking the professor's kind of like catchphrasey old octopus that he keeps like in the basement to torture heroes with their analog for Batman and Robin, which are now older, fatter, have no idea that they were superheroes at any point, dangling over
this
Kraken.
They just thought they were
bad
actors on a TV show.
Yep.
Yes.
It's like, damn.
And he lets them loose. He feeds them to their octopus to make a point that he is in charge now. And listen, it's the New World Order. Villains are back. They kill heroes. They make a spectacle of it. And they should be feared. And he wants heroes from the multiverse to come and bring it to him. He wants to fight these things. He's missed the old days.
Yeah, they spent the last 20 years just sitting behind a desk doing nothing.
Yep.
He's done. He's fed up. I mean, he was probably fed up some time ago, but the professor and the emperor and Adam One were basically kind of keeping him in check. Probably Future at some point in time too, but he was able to sway Future to his side.
No. Future's a Nazi.
No, I'm sure he had a. I can't even try to rectify that as being Nazis are bad people. Just saying.
Nazis are bad guys.
Did you hear about that dude that? Punch the Nazi, one of the...
Yes!
And he got fined $1.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Fucking beautiful. Make sure to go out and punch Nazis.
Yeah, it actually pays to punch Nazis.
Anyway. I pay $1 to punch a Nazi.
Yeah. I do it.
They cut to, I believe her name is Death Blossom, and Future, just kind
Nightshade.
Of finally... Nightshade. Yeah, there we go. Finally being able to kind of let loose a little bit and flex these muscles that they haven't been able to use in a while, covering.
Which I do have to say, this actually does look beautiful.
Yeah.
The overgrown of New York, yeah. I mean, that's been Poison Ivy's whole MO, though, like,
but
trying
to
bring the Earth back to...
Poison Ivy, I don't think of as really a villain.
No,
villain.
So
she's just a hero for a different kind of life form.
She's an anti-hero. It's...
But... to plants, she's a hero.
Sure.
Yeah.
But everybody is a hero in their own story.
That's not true. That's I'm pretty sure true. These guys know they're villains and don't think they're heroes at all. And this is their story.
They are fighting for a cause they believe in, though.
There, see?
But that doesn't make them heroes.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Ask Thor. He'll tell you, what makes you a hero?
What's Conan say? Nah, never mind. Okay, we'll get... See, this is one of those dumb jokes I'm going to be cutting out.
So right. We get a couple flash twos of Fox and Wesley taking out some of the bigger bad guys of these bad guys. They're like Carnage guy and Johnny Two Dicks. Fox has castrated him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the fight with their parasite analog, Sucker.
Yep.
And they make it really clear that he gets the powers for 24 hours. And it does seem like some time has passed. We get shots of night and day, and it is now the next evening. And Sucker is up here flying, about to attack them in just underwear and boots at this point. No idea why that transition needed to happen. But
I mean, because
you got fuck with power. Sometimes you do fuck with stuff, sexy. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a little almost sped through or hand waved where they're just like, you must have gotten Fuckwit's intelligence too, because he's like counting down the seconds until he loses his powers and Sucker literally just falls because he can no longer fly from stories up.
So they don't even have to put a bullet in his head.
They then sneak into the compound that Rictus's gang has been hanging out in. They literally just blow the doors off this thing, kind of going in Trojan horse style.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Like Rictus is there. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh, until Rictus is there, assumingly just waiting for him. And we get kind of this really nice little scene with a bunch of different villains that you're kind of like picking out who's who. You have like a little Wasp and Ant-Man thing, what looks like an Ultron with claws, a Green Goblin with like a magic staff.
Wanda.
Yeah, a straight up Scarlet Witch.
Gorilla Grodd back there, a Dark Side, a KKK member.
Yes.
Oh, look, they're a Kang. Like that guy right up front looks like a Kang.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Wesley and Fox just literally blow them all away. You get a little flashback.
But not before Wesley has a mental breakdown. Like he's like, oh shit, what am I doing here? Like this is. I'm literally just the kid that my mom babied and coddled, and I can't do this. Why am I here? What am I doing? Until, you know, Fox knocks him for a second and like just do something, idiot.
Yeah. And he does. And he takes out every single one of them. Just an absolute bloodbath, leaving just Rictus up. And he has that. I love this inner monologue too, when Rictus goes to shoot him, and he's just like, act tough, act tough, act tough. Mm-hmm. And he gives him like the, yeah, I'll give you one punch. Take one shot. And he Jedi's it. He just smacks it out of the air. Fires it right back through his fucking neck.
He used the goddamn knife. Like, damn, that's awesome.
Yeah. Even Fox is like, fuck, that was great. And as Rictus is laying bleeding, his final words when Wesley asks him if he's the one that killed his, or who's, you know, the person that killed his dad, he says Lee Harvey Oswald and dies.
Like, that was pretty impressive. Pretty good. But what do we get here at the end?
We get a dark figure in the shadows clapping as Rictus finally bites it. And it's Wesley's dad.
The OG killer.
Yeah. So immediately, especially after reading that first issue and his head gets blown off, like, I'm thinking, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Who the hell is this guy? I mean, villains are a thing, so
I was assuming a shapeshifter.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Maybe the first guy was a shapeshifter. Maybe this guy's a shapeshifter.
And then
I don't know.
The cloud of smoke coming off of his cigarette that looks like a skull.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's kind of awesome. But yeah, that's interesting to say the least.
He looks like motorcycle Vincent Price.
You know what? I like it. I like it a lot. It works.
It's the mustache.
Yeah, that's most of what it is.
But that's, yeah, that's how we end this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you want to hear more of Tim, go over to professionalcasual.com to check out all of his shows that he is a part of. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this wanted story.